I'm Mike Robertson for ECNN. Today is Saturday, August the 6th. A Fulton County man has been arrested on charges of raping a child. 26-year-old Cody Redden was arrested and is charged with 14 counts of rape and 2 counts of sexually grooming a child and 2 counts of sexual indecency with a child. Redden allegedly admitted to authorities to performing the acts multiple times over a year and a half. His bond is set at $350,000. The Missouri State Highway Patrol arrested a man in Texas County for attempted kidnapping. 39-year-old Darrell Harris of Hartshorne allegedly approached a juvenile asking him to trade $40 for $20. Harris then grabbed him. Another juvenile helped the kid escape from Harris. Harris was later arrested and is being held in the Texas County Jail on $150,000 bond. The Arkansas State Police is investigating the death of an inmate at the Lawrence County Jail. 35-year-old Matthew Scott Shipman of Jonesboro died early Wednesday morning. Shipman was being held on drug and firearm charges. His body was sent to the Arkansas State Crime Lab to determine the manner and cause of death. A Mountain Home man has been arrested on several felony charges. 61-year-old Lauren Manning Montgomery was arrested Friday. Montgomery faces charges of felony possession of a controlled substance, felony possession of drug paraphernalia, misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, misdemeanor theft by receiving, and several traffic violations. His bond was set at $10,555. He's also on a hold for other agencies. A Mountain Home man is being held in Baxter County Detention Center on $77,000 bond. 38-year-old Christopher Stephen Alsop was arrested by the Sheriff's Office in Baxter County on a revocation of bench warrant. 2 felony charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, felony possession of a firearm by certain persons, trafficking a controlled substance, a misdemeanor charge of fleeing, and other misdemeanor traffic violations. He's also charged with being an habitual offender. A woman from Mountain Home was injured in an accident in Stone County, Missouri Friday. 24-year-old Kayla Juckett suffered minor injuries when she failed to negotiate a curb, traveled off the road, and hit a tree. Juckett was taken to Cox Hospital in Branson. The accident happened on Route V, 5 miles west of Branson West. Walmart and Thayer held a ribbon cutting for the grand opening of their newly remodeled store on Friday. Store manager Scott Cranfield spoke.
Thank you everybody for coming out. I know it's short term on a lot of you guys coming here for our 837 grand opening. I want to say a special thanks to Kimber and her team, Steven and Land. You guys did an outstanding job for us. You guys turned over a beautiful store, so all of our associates are very appreciative of it. I want to give a special thanks to the guys from West Plains coming up, helping out. Norm, Jacob, Ashley, Amanda, Evan, and Daniel, you guys were awesome. So thank you all very much.
Thayer Chamber President Scott Cecil also had a few words.
First, I want to say our Mayor Kenny Cotham wanted to be here today to celebrate also. He's out of town. But at the last grand opening over at Harps, he talked about some of the key businesses that are really pillars within our community. And Walmart's definitely one of those. We want to thank them for all they do. Not only are they a great employer, but they give us so much back to the community. Every time we turn around for financial help or donations, Walmart steps up. And so we couldn't do a lot of the things that we need to do here in this town if it weren't for Walmart. We're extremely grateful to have them as a business here.
But their Walmart store opened 37 years ago in 1985. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo, Dot, Google, smart speakers, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, watch for railroad crossings and listen carefully for a train whistle. Never cross when the guards are down. At ECNN, we care.